So the reading is on page 1008 in the Black Church Bibles. It's from Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to read from verse 23 to 31 on page 1008. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies.
Please do keep your Bible open on page 1008. That would be a great help for you and a great help for me as we get into this passage. And just as we do that, I'm going to pray for us and ask for the Lord's help as we think about this bit of the Bible. So, dear Father, we pray, would you speak to us this evening? We thank you that you do speak through your word, and we pray that you would speak again to us. Would you show us the Lord Jesus, and would you help us to see how good he really is. Help us to want to follow him with all of our lives. Amen. Well, here's a question to get you started as we start this talk. And Joe, I wonder if you could put the picture on the screen. It's a really difficult question. Would you rather eat a burger or a salad? Why don't you talk to the person next to you for a moment? Well, here's a second question for you. It's a little bit more difficult. Joe, I wonder if you could put the next one on. Would you rather have a pet lion or a pet scorpion? Talk to your neighbour. Well, this one will get you thinking a bit more. And Joe, could you put the next slide up? Would you rather have £1,000 next Sunday? Now look, it's our gift day coming up. And I'm not promising anything here. This is a hypothetical situation. Would you rather have £1,000 next Sunday and a difficult week between now and then? Or would you rather have an easy week and no money? Talk to your neighbour again. Well, you can continue talking about that over tea and coffee at the end. Those are fun and easy questions in some senses. But what about when life is difficult? What about when following Jesus isn't easy? What about when you need to make a costly decision in following him? What about where to live or where to work? Who to date, who to marry, how to spend your money, what to do. What would you rather do then? Would you rather follow Jesus or would you rather not follow Jesus? Well, in this bit of Hebrews 11, we're thinking about Moses and we're thinking about a would you rather question that he answered. But before we think about that question, we need to step back a little bit and remind ourselves who Moses is. And this is the story of the start of his life. It's taken from the book of Exodus. It's the first few chapters of Exodus. We're not going to go there. I'm just going to summarize it for you to paint the picture of what's going on in the background of that bit of Hebrews. So God's people back then at the start of Exodus, they had traveled down to Egypt. And for many, many years, it was fine. But then a new king came, a new Pharaoh came, and he took over in Egypt. And he made things very difficult for God's people down there. He was afraid of them. And so he made them do back-breaking work. And as part of that, he had all the young boys killed in that in the people of God. At that point, the baby Moses was born, and his mother wanted to protect him. So she hid him for 3 months, until the point when you can't really hide a three-month-old. He became too big, too noisy, too smelly to hide. And so she put him in a basket and put him in the river and pushed him out into the flow of water. A little bit later, the Pharaoh's daughter, who was a bit like a princess in Egypt, well, she came down to the river and she found this baby in a basket. She heard the crying, she smelt the smell, and she picked up the baby out of the basket. She took the baby in. She had pity on baby Moses, and she adopted him and made him her son. He became a prince in Egypt. Moses didn't stay a baby, obviously. We don't need to be a biologist to know that. He grew up and became a man. And he grew up to enjoy the privileges and the blessings of being a prince in Egypt. When he was grown up, when he was about the same sort of age as me, one day he was out and about and he saw an Egyptian man beating up an Israelite man. And Moses, remembering that he was an Israelite by birth, although not by adoption, he ran over to go and help and protect the Israelite man. And in doing so, he ended up killing that Egyptian man that was beating up the other guy. Someone saw and told Pharaoh, and Pharaoh decided that Moses needed to die for this crime. So Moses ran away and he joined up with the people of God. And that brings us to the point we're at in verses 24 and 25 of our chapter. So have a look down, page 1008, verses 24 to 25 of Hebrews 11. And these verses say this. Verse 24 says, "By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused to be the prince of Egypt, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin." I wonder, when I was reading that out, when you were reading it on the pages in front of you, did you spot these words? Did you spot that word refused? He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Did you spot the words choosing rather? Moses chose rather to be mistreated with the people of God. Did you spot the phrase, than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin? It's a would you rather question, but a bit more serious than the ones that we were talking about at the start. Moses had a choice. Would he rather go with option one or with option two? Would he rather enjoy the things that came from being a prince in Egypt, or would he rather enjoy the things that come from being part of God's people? It's a would you rather. So let's have a look at the two sides of that question, the two sides of that would you rather question. Option one, this is one side. Option one is the riches of Egypt. Now I wonder, have you ever thought about what it might be like to be a prince or a princess? And I'm not talking about in 21st century UK. I'm not talking about where we have the pressure and the paparazzi, the people and the politics of being a prince or a princess. I'm talking about in the days when it actually, you know, gave you something rather than taking it all away. Moses was a prince in Egypt. As the son of the daughter of the Pharaoh, well, did you see what he had? Have a look down at verse 24. And that's the first thing that we see. We see that Moses was the son of Pharaoh's daughter, obviously. That's what he was. He had honor and privilege. He had status. He had that, you know, he was the person that walked into the room that everyone stopped and looked at. The person that people were deferential towards. He had social status. People thought well of him. He was treated well. People thought he was special and important. That's the first thing he had. The second thing he had, we'll have a look down at verse 25. He had the pleasures of sin. You see, things for him, they were good. People didn't just treat him well, but he could do whatever he wanted. He could do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted, however he wanted. Life felt good for him. It was comfortable. It was pleasurable. Thirdly, have a look down at verse 26. He had the treasures of Egypt. Egypt was by far the wealthiest country in the world at that time, and he was in the royal family. He literally had it all. He wasn't just treated well by everyone. He wasn't just able to enjoy anything he wanted, but he had all the treasures in the country. He had money, lots of it. There was no more saving up for him. There was no more going for the cheaper option. There was no more going without. There was no more paying off a student loan for him. He could get whatever he wanted the moment that he wanted. Life was good for Moses. Life was really, really good for him. But he refused it all. He refused it and chose to give it all up rather than to enjoy it. Isn't that shocking? Now, here's a question for you to talk to your neighbor about. I think it might be on the screen, but it might not be. I'll read it out anyway. The question that I'd like you to talk to your neighbor about is, what kind of thing would it have to be for you to choose to reject all of that? What kind of thing would it be? Talk to your neighbor and see what you guys think. Over to you guys for a moment or two. I wonder what kind of thing it was that you chose. One of the kids earlier on this morning shouted out, 2 billion PS5s. It's got to be that kind of thing, hasn't it? More stuff, more money, more pleasure, more whatever. But do you see what Moses chose instead of those things? Have a look down there in verse 25. Moses, well, do you see what he chose? He chose to be mistreated with the people of God. That's shocking, isn't it? That's shocking. But the key word there is not mistreated. The key word there is with. Okay? You see, Moses chose to be with the people of God. He chose to be with God, even though that meant being treated badly. But why would he do that rather than enjoy all those wonderful things that we've just seen? Well, the key words to answer that question is down there in verse 26. Have a look down at verse 26. Verse 26 says, he considered. Okay, he considered. As we've gone through Hebrews 11, several other people have said that. Several other people have considered. Okay, it's kind of Hebrews 11 code for when the great heroes of faith take a step back and they think and they remember and they remind themselves of who God is and what he's like. That's what faith is, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Have a look over the page and see it. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It's the conviction of things not yet seen. So just like all the other people that we've seen so far in Hebrews 11, Moses knew God. Moses knew that God can be trusted to keep his promises. Moses knew that the things that God says are true, and not just are they true, but he can do and will do and is able to do those things that he's promised. So verse 24, by faith, Moses made this decision. Moses chose to be with the people of God rather than with the people that were ignoring God. Verse 26, have a look down there. Because he considered the reproach. This is the reason why. He considered the reproach. That's the disgrace, the most difficult thing that comes from being with Christ. He considered that even greater wealth than all the riches of Egypt. Think about that for a second. And I don't know where you stand with Christianity. I don't know if you're here and you're just thinking. I don't know if you're here and you're curious or here if you're a follower of Jesus. But think about this for a second. This bit of the Bible is saying that the most difficult things to do with following Jesus are way, way better than the very best things that the world can give you. What was it that you said the thing needed to be for you to reject all that wonderful stuff that Moses had and choose something else? What was it for you? For Moses, it was Jesus. Okay? For Moses, that thing that he chose over all the money, the power, the sex of Egypt, that thing was Jesus. Okay, he's the reward that he was looking to. So think about that for a second. Being a prince of Egypt would have been quite good. Let's be honest. He was the son of the daughter of Pharaoh. He was a prince there. But being one of God's people, being a follower of Jesus, if that's what you are, you have something even better. You are adopted, not by Pharaoh or not by Pharaoh's daughter. You're adopted by the king who sits on the throne of the universe. That's way better. Who would you rather be a child of? A princess or God our Father? You see, our Father God is a God who's gracious and compassionate. He's slow to anger and he's rich in love. That's way better than being in the royal family of Egypt. Secondly, being a prince of Egypt would have been quite good in the sense that you could do whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want. But following Jesus, being one of God's people, is way better. The Bible says that instead of fleeting pleasures of sin, you know, that kind of thing that you've been longing for, that when you get it, it's gone and you're dissatisfied immediately. Instead of that, the Bible promises us in Psalm 16, verse 11, that in the Lord's presence, not yet, but in the future, when we're in his presence, there will be fullness of joy. Not just a few pleasures, but fullness of joy. Not just fleeting pleasure, but Psalm 16 says, at your right hand, at God's right hand, are pleasures forevermore. Guys, can I ask you, are you seeking after joy? In some sense, we all are. Let's not just settle for fleeting pleasures. Let's look for joy that's everlasting, that's never-ending, that's fullness of joy. Which would you rather have? Which would you rather have? Thirdly, being a prince of Egypt would have been quite good because you would have had all the treasures of Egypt. That's quite good. You could buy quite a lot of PS5s, maybe not 2 billion, but you could buy quite a lot of PS5s if that's your thing. But following Jesus, you have the greatest reward of all. You have the greatest treasure of all. The Lord Jesus is described in the Bible as the one who left the riches of heaven to become poor, to make us, his people, rich. He's the one to whom all of everything belongs. He's the one who promises to give you everything you need. Not everything you want, but everything you need. So friends, as we draw to a close, can I ask you, who or what would you rather have? That's the question we're left with at this bit of Hebrews 11. Who or what would you rather have? You see, you can't chase after both. I don't know if you answered those questions by saying I'd like a burger and some salad. You can't do that with this. You've got to go one way or the other. You've got to let go of something in order to grasp something else. You either run after Jesus or you run after the rest. Jesus once told a story about a man who was searching for precious jewels. He searched all over the land. He hunted high and low and looked and looked and looked, and then he finally found this precious jewel. Okay? When he found it, he gladly sold all that he had to come back and buy it. That is what Moses found. And if you're a Christian here today, if you're a follower of Jesus, that is what you have found. You see, the Lord Jesus is the greatest treasure of all. When life is difficult and when life is uncertain, when we're wondering whether to give up or whether we're going to keep on going, whether those times when we're wondering whether following Jesus is worth it, the Holy Spirit says through this passage to you and to me that Jesus is the greatest treasure of all. He's worth giving up everything for, to follow and to be with. So here's that question again. It's on the screen behind me. And we're going to have a moment of quiet just to chew this question over. Not to talk to our neighbors, but to talk to ourselves. And this is the question. Who or what would you rather have? It's just a couple of moments of quiet, and then I'm going to lead us in a final prayer. Now as we pray, you don't have to do this physically, but perhaps you can imagine just having your two hands out in front of you. Would you rather go with the thing that's in your right hand or the thing that's in your left hand? What for you are the things that you're tempted to choose over the Lord Jesus? When you think of them as being in your left hand and the Lord Jesus being in your right hand, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Lord Jesus, we're so sorry for so often choosing the worst option. We're so sorry for the way that we so often decide to reject you and go after other things. Lord Jesus, please forgive us. And please help us to see that you are the greatest treasure of all. Help us to want to choose you. We thank you so much that you left the riches and the splendor of heaven to become poor in order to make us spiritually rich. We thank you that you are our greatest treasure. So be at work in our hearts and give us that desire to follow you no matter what the cost is. Please help us, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, the musicians are going to lead us in our final song, which talks about the wondrous story, the wonderful good news about the Lord Jesus. So when they're ready, let's stand and let's sing.